Marco.
Is it done yet? Okay, Brandela.
No.
Oh.
Judy. Okay. Hello.
We're here. We're waiting.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So we will start with the counting. Step one is the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kutcha Berichu Ishkinte Bidchilu Urchimu Urchimu Udchilu Le'afta L'shem Yudhei Bavavhe B'Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Hinei Anachnu Ba'em L'kayem Mitzvat Sefirat HaOmer La'asot Nachat Ruach Le'otreinu V'la'asot Ratzon Boreinu Vayhino Amadunai Elohinu Alena Maasei Yadenu Kananei Alena Maasei Yadenu Kananehu. And now we will connect to the verses that orient our consciousness. Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Igmor Biadi Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Azdecha Leolam Maase Yadecha El Teref. Ekra le Elohim Elyon la El Gomer alai Yavor alai Yarech mitposeset Bedamayich vayomar Lecha bedamayich Haye viamar Lecha dut bedamayich Barki nafshi et Adonai Yo he wahe Adanu yo Yo ahe dawanu he yo Elohim Elohe gedalta Meod hod lehadar levashta O te or kishalma No te shemaim kiriyah. And now for the blessing in step three. Baruch ata aleph tataf. Injected into the hay of malchut. Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu He Yo Yod He Wav He Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav Vetzivanu Al Sefirat HaOmer. Hayom esrim yom la omer shehem shene shavuot v'shisha yamim. Today is day 20 of the omer, which is 2 weeks and 6 days. Harachaman hu yachatzir avodat beit hamikdash lim koma bimhera. Amenu. And we all say amen. The number 20 connects to the first letter of Hashem's name, the Yud, when it's spelled out, Yud Vav Dalet. The number 20 connects to the 20 gerah in a shekel of the temple. And therefore, it connects to the half shekel because you need to count through the first 10 before you can get to the 20. Step 6 is the menorah psalm, Psalm 67. We'll stop at a word and we'll stop at a letter. Lam natseach bin ginot mizmor shir. Elohim yechanenu divarkenu. Ya'er panav itanu selah. Lada'at ba'aretz darkecha bekol goyim yeshuatecha. Amin. Yoducha amin Elohim, Yoducha amin kulam. Smith, who the runner knew. Yismahu is the 20th word. We're stopping here with the word Yismahu, which translates as rejoicing, to be happy. Its conjugation is in the future tense. You will be happy. What do you need to change about yourself so that you are always happy in the present and in the future? What is blocking you from being happy right now? You're doing a mitzvah. Are you happy? Could you be happier? Somewhere inside of you is a blockage that prevents you from being ecstatically happy. Look for that blockage and remove it. Viranenu le'umin kitish. The letter Shin is the 20th letter in this verse. The letter Shin is composed of three Vavs. Each Vav is a gematria of 6. 3 times 6 is 18. 18 is life. The Shin is made up of the three Vavs, which represent the three columns of the tree of life. The Shin represents fire. It represents passion. Will your passion make you happy? Expand your happiness with passion.
Nun Gimel Dalad, Yud Kaf Shin.
Barchem Tacharem. The letter Tet is the 20th letter in the Ana Bekoach. The letter Tet is the letter that created the planet, or the month of Av. Created the constellation Aryeh, the lion. The letter Tet has a curved part that's basically a kaf, meaning the palm of your hand, and it has a straight part representing the process of drawing from the upper worlds to the lower, or raising from the lower worlds to the upper in a straight path. The Tet is composed of the circle, the Kaf, and the Vav, the straight line. Kaf and Vav have a gematria of 26, so we see the Tet is a letter that connects us to Hashem. Nahel Adatecha Tet Kufet Tet Benayim Yachid Geya Lamcha Penei Zogre Kedushatecha Yud Gimelamet Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmati Akatenu Yodea Ta'alumot Shin Kufal Tariyuta. In the eighth verse of the Ana Bekoach, we say in a whisper, this eighth step is the 20th journey where we left Kehelatat, Kehelata, and camped at Mount Shefer. Another leg of our life journey consists of our travels to beautiful places in the world. Mount Shefer means beautiful mountain, or a mountain with beautiful fruit. How will we use the inspiration we gain from nature's beauty? Will it be a temporary joy, or that only affects me? Or will it have a perpetual effect and inspire me to bring beauty to others? Step 9. Ribono shel olam, ata tevitanu al yedei Moshe, avdecha lispor sefirata omer, kidei letacharenu miklipotenu umtumatenu, kemo shekatavta betorata uspartem lachem, mimacharat hashabbat miyom haviachem. Et omer hatenufa sheva shabbatot tamimot tiyena mimacharat hashabbat hashavit sefiru chamishim yom kedei sheitacharu nashot amcha Yisrael mezohamatam uvechein Yehi Ratzon Milfanecha Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Eloheinu Elohe Avoteinu Shebizchut Sefirat Omer Shesafarti Hayom Yetu kan ma shivagamti besefira. Yesod shibati fere. Yesod translates as foundation. Yesod has the meaning of active secret. Tiferet is beauty. What is the active secret of beauty? If you asked some models who make millions of dollars, they would tell you the active secret of beauty is their skin cream, is their makeup. But the active secret of beauty is what's inside of you, how you have purified the negativity that you were born with. V'yatayher v'yatkadesh v'kdusha shel ma'ala amen selah. Today is the 5th day of ER, and that is a very special day, especially this year. It's a special day. Today is the anniversary of the founding of the modern state of Israel. Of Israel. And today is the 72nd.
The founding date of Israel.
Today is the founding day of Israel, and today is the 72nd year since Israel was founded. There's a significant issue in the number 72 that students of Kabbalah know, having to do with the 72 names. The holiday today is called Yom Ha'atzmaut. It takes you a few years before you remember that name. It means Independence Day. And we're going to study a little bit about that tonight. The Tzaddikim who'd left this day, they didn't know it was going to be the founding day, or did they? This is a question that you really need to ponder. If someone was a righteous person and he died 2,000 years ago, did he know that this day was the day that was going to be used to found the modern state of Israel? The Tzaddikim, Rabbi Moshe Zorach Edelitz of Prague, Rabbi Yeshaya Tick, Rabbi Chaim Meir Yechiel Shapira of Mogilnitz, Rabbi Meir Auerbach, Rabbi Eliezer Chaim Rabinowitz, and the 11th step is the prophet that's associated with Yesod Shebet Tiferet is Ahia Shaloni. The translation of this name is the brother of God who draws water. There's a relationship between this prophet and the month of Shvat, the water carrier. And the woman that is connected to Yesod Shebet Tiferet is Batya, the daughter of Pharaoh. But she was not really the daughter of Pharaoh. She was too righteous to come from that person. Today's class is going to be a study having to do with Yom HaAtzmaut. In the past, we have studied about Yom HaAtzmaut, and there's a handout on the Unique Astrological Times link that you can reread and get a sense of what does the Independence Day actually mean on the physical level to the modern state of Israel, to the people of the modern state. Is it just like July 4th, or is it something spiritual? And that's what we're going to study. If you go to row 14 of the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the second column from the left is the landing page for the Ari's writings. And while we are not going to study the Ari's writings today, I've chosen to put a number of items on this page that make sense. And this is one of them. When you open up the Ari landing page, scroll down to Yom HaAtzmaut. It's about 2.5 inches down the page. And you'll see that the title of the link is The Sanctification of Yom HaAtzmaut. But it's written by Rav Kook. And Rav Kook is a very famous rabbi. He was the first Ashkenazi rabbi in the state of Israel before it became the modern state. And during the First World War, he had been appointed the Ashkenazi rabbi, and he was on a fundraising trip when the First World War started. And so he was caught in England raising funds, and he could not return to Israel until the war ended. But he was a very modern Kabbalist, extremely wise, and his writings are extremely elucidating, as I hope you'll see. So we will start with a L'shem Yichud. Followed by reading of the handout. The Sanctity of Yom HaAtzmaut. L'shem Yichud K'tabu Yisru Ishkin Be'bid Hilu Urzimu Ud Hilu Ud Hilu Urzimu Le'akta L'shem Yod Hei B'Vav Hei Be'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayihino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu kananei aleinu maasei yadeinu kananeihu. Is there more to Israel Independence Day than fireworks and flag waving? Is Yom HaAtzmaut just a secular holiday? commemorating our political independence, or does it hold a deeper spiritual meaning for us? Rob Cook passed away in 1935, 13 years before the State of Israel was established. I'm getting quite a bit of static. Could you mute your phones by pressing star 6? If you want to ask a question, you just press star 6 again. And that usually does mute the static. Thank you. Rob Cook passed away 13 years before the modern state of Israel was established. But his son, Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cook, interpreted the historic events of 1948 in light of his father's teachings. In an article entitled Affirming the Sanctity of the Day of Our Independence, Rav Tzvi Yehuda analyzed the religious significance of Yom Ha'atzma'ut. I am adding that the term religious is better translated as spiritual in this frame of reference. In general, our connection to sanctity and holiness is through the mitzvot of the Torah. Thus, before performing a mitzvah, we say, "Who sanctified us with his mitzvot?" The holiness of Yom Ha'atzma'ut, Rav Tzvi Yehuda explained, is anchored in the holiness of the mitzvot. But which particular mitzvah is connected to this historical occasion? The Ramban, defined the mitzvah of Yeshuv Ha'aretz, settling the land of Israel, as we will not abandon it to another nation or leave it desolate. This definition makes it clear that the mitzvah is first and foremost an obligation of the nation. The Jewish people are commanded to take possession of the land of Israel and rule over it. On the basis of that national mitzvah, there is a mitzvah for each individual to live in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Moshe ben Nachman, known as Nachmanides, of Gerona, Spain, the Ramban wrote this definition of Yeshuv Haaretz in his appendix to Maimonides' Sefer HaMitzvot. It's positive mitzvah number 4. But the word Yashuv means actively to return, Haaretz, to the land. And it's usually thought of as settling into the land of Israel. But as we read on, you'll see some other ideas. The Ramban emphasizes that this mitzvah is in effect at all times, whether the temple exists or the temple doesn't exist. This view is upheld in the Shulchan Aruch. This, then, is the significance of Yom Ha'atzma'ut, that we have finally merited, after centuries of exile, to once again fulfill this lofty mitzvah. Valued by the sages as equal to all the other mitzvot, to return and possess the land that God promised to our fathers. We should be full of gratitude to live here in Eretz Yisrael, the place that Moses and Aaron did not merit. We should be grateful to be alive at this time in history, to witness the hour of redemption that so many great and holy leaders of our people did not merit to see. I am adding, This mitzvah of settling the land also applies to settling the consciousness of Israel. Thus, until Mashiach arrives and calls the children of Israel to return to the land, this mitzvah is to purify the consciousness of Israel, the people of Israel. According to the teachings of Rav Kook, both levels apply to this one mitzvah. The courageous spirit. And yet one may ask, why should the fifth day of Iyar be chosen for celebrating this event? Perhaps a different date, such as the date of the ceasefire after the War of Independence, would be a more appropriate choice. While the military victory of a fledging state over the armies of five enemy countries was certainly miraculous, that was not the greatest miracle of the establishment of the state of Israel. The true miracle was the remarkable courage displayed on the 5th of Iyar in making the fateful decision and announcing the establishment of an independent state. This decision, in the face of heavy pressure from the U.S. State Department to not declare a state, and belligerent threats from the surrounding Arab countries to attack and destroy the Jewish community living in Eretz Yisrael, was by no means a trivial matter. The motion to declare a state passed by only a thin majority in Ben-Gurion's cabinet. And here is a paragraph that will describe the thoughts of one of the signers. One of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, Moshe Sharet, later recalled in his diary how he had signed with a sense of excitement, together with a clear premonition of danger, such as one might feel while standing on a cliff, ready to leap into a yawning chasm. We felt as though we stood on a very high crest, where roaring winds were brewing about us, and that we had to stand fast. This courageous decision was the true miracle of Yom HaAtzma'ut. The Talmud in Baba Metzia states that a shepherd's rescue of his flock from a lion or a bear may be considered a miracle. Where exactly is the miracle of this act? The Tosafists explained that the miracle is to be found in the shepherd's spirit of courage and willingness to fight. This spirit of valor is a miracle from above, an inspired inner greatness spurring one to rise to the needs of the hour. This is the significance of Ezekiel's prophetic description of the redemption. I will place my spirit in you, and you shall live. I will set you on your land, and you will know that I, the Eternal, have spoken and performed it. Barchalta de Geula. Nevertheless, many people have difficulty reconciling the current moral and spiritual state of Israel with the vision of the redemption as portrayed by the prophets and the sages. Is this the messianic era for which we prayed 2,000 years? Are the people that settled the land, who drained the swamps, who planted the crops, who were uncouth, who were not righteous, were these people what our forefathers were praying for? Were these people appropriate messengers to bring the redemption? This is what the question is. The sages determine that the only difference between the current reality and the messianic era is independence from the rule of foreign powers. While we have certainly not yet merited the final phase of redemption, we have achieved this criterion of redemption: independence and self-rule over our geographical area. Many Torah scholars fought against the Zionist movement because they envisioned redemption as a future era that arrives complete from the very start and not as an ongoing process. But the import of the Talmudic statements that the redemption will appear little by little, like the spreading light of dawn in the morning sky, is exactly this: that the redemption is a process that advances in stages. We need to examine history with a perspective of faith in Hashem. We need to recognize that the Master of the universe controls and governs all events. The sages taught, what is the meaning of the verse? For who has scorned the day of smallness? What caused the table of the righteous to be scorned in the future era? Their smallness of faith, that they failed to believe in the Holy One. Why is the future portion, the table of the Tzaddikim, marred? Because they are Tzaddikim who lacked faith in Hashem. They view the world with a narrow outlook and fail to see God's hand in the events of history. The redemption does not have to come through great miracles. God can also bring the redemption using natural forces and events. Ezekiel's prophecy of redemption. The various stages of redemption are clearly described in the order of events in Ezekiel's prophecy. The prophecy first speaks of the initial stage of redemption, the ingathering of the exiles. I will take you from the nations and gather you from all the lands, and I will bring you to your land. Only after this initial redemption does the prophet describe the spiritual return and the teshuvah of the people. I will sprinkle over you purifying water, and you will be purified from all of your impurities. I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will place in you. I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you so that you will walk in my statutes, and you will be my people, and I will be your God. The narrative of the redemption occurs with the opinion of Rabbi Joshua in the Sanhedrin part of the Talmud, that the redemption will come regardless of the merits of the Jewish people, even if they do not repent. See Nitivot Yisrael. This is the end of our study for tonight. Does anyone have any questions? I wish you all Shalom Gadol. Have a beautiful Sabbath. Shalom Gadol to all.
Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom. You're welcome.
Shalom Gadol.
Thank you.
Night.
Shalom Gadol. Laila Tov.